With the coronavirus pandemic creating huge challenges for hospitals, medical schools in Massachusetts and New York have decided to make a change. They are accelerating the graduation of fourth-year students so the new grads can take part in a voluntary program to receive a 90-day license to help expand the medical workforce. Kendra Lastoka is an MD candidate in the class of 2020 at UMass Medical School, and she's one of the students taking part in this new approach. Kendra, thanks for joining us.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
UMass Medical School is describing the effort this way: graduating medical students are ready. Let's get them to work. Is it as straightforward to you as that?
Yeah, I think that I definitely agree with how my school is describing it. I've talked to a lot of members of my class, and we all believe that after completing almost all of our training at this point, we feel that we are ready, we're willing, we're able to help out, and we're excited to be called to help in this time of need.
Ready and willing are obviously key, but there's a lot of calculations involved in a decision like this. Why did you choose to participate in this fast-track effort?
Right now, with my level of training and through finishing medical school, I know that I'm prepared, and knowing that I can be a resource both to alleviate other healthcare workers and help patients get the care that they need is definitely the driving reason why I'm going to volunteer for this effort.
What reservations did you have?
The first reservation is just the thought of potentially being exposed to the virus itself. I know that there's a lot of attention drawn to the fact that there aren't a lot of resources for protecting healthcare workers, including masks and gloves and other equipment that we need. However, when we brought this concern up to our school, they assured us that if we volunteer, it would only be in the sense that they know that we have enough masks to be able to wear and protect ourselves from the virus.
So you will not be deployed into places where resources are not sufficient?
Based on the ACGME, which is the governing body for residents or people that have graduated medical school, one of the requirements that we would have enough resources to protect ourselves, it would be very basic. It would just be masks and gloves that we'd have access to, which right now is most places would have that level of care for us.
I imagine this is not how you would have expected the conclusion of your med school years to go. Is the abrupt shift jarring, or is it more or less part of what you expect as a doctor when obviously conditions can change suddenly?
At first, it did seem jarring, and throughout my class, we've definitely had some small disappointments about the ceremonies that typically come at the end of medical school. However, in watching the crisis grow, we sort of had the sense that something like this might happen, and we did have the sense that we could be used earlier. So when we did get the announcement, although it was quicker than we expected, it wasn't completely unexpected for us.
When will you know the actual details of your assignment? And I also wonder how it might compare to the residency you're scheduled to begin in July.
From what we've heard from UMass Medical School so far, it sounds like on Monday we're going to have more of a better idea of the timeline. All we know so far is that on Tuesday, March 31st, that's our official new graduation date. We have to wait for some official licensing paperwork to go through. And after that finishes, we'll be able to see what shifts are available, where they would need us, and in what capacity we would be directly needed. My residency program starts in the middle of June, which is pretty typical for all medical students. And basically, this commitment would end before residency starts.
Kendra, obviously you feel ready or you wouldn't be taking this on, but what sort of last-minute preparations emotionally are you doing to equip yourself for this speeded-up approach to being on the front lines of a massive crisis?
I think some of the things that are most important, I've been trying to keep up with all of the medical literature that's been coming out about coronavirus, trying to stay on top of all of the facts which are coming out every day, as well as I'm really drawing a lot of support from medical students in my class, as well as across the country, that are all sort of facing the same thing and just realizing that, you know, this is part of the hazard that we anticipated when we all chose to become doctors. And now that they need us, trying to recognize that we are ready is a tough challenge, but support from others is a big thing.
Kendra, thank you so much for speaking with us.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Kendra Lastoka is one of the UMass medical students graduating early and getting a 90-day license to help fight the pandemic as the need for medical professionals continues to surge. This is 90.9 WBUR.